All right, we got a special guest back on the Outdoor Show with us here. Captain John from Daybreak Charters back this week. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, Adam. Doing good. How you doing?
Looking at these incredible pictures. Some people call it fish porn.
Yeah.
Pictures of incredible catches of fish that you put up this week, actually. You had a local trip, is that right?
We did, yeah. We were actually supposed to head offshore to Standard Rock, and we woke up about 3 o'clock, and we saw the radar, and it was awfully touchy. It was a hard decision to make because we knew it was going to be done by about 8 in the morning, but we just couldn't take any chances going offshore. So we slept a couple more hours, and then I had all the guys meet me down with the boat, and we ended up just going off fishing locally once all that rain went through.
And it looked like you may have done better locally than you would have at Standard Rock, maybe.
You know, I'll tell you what, it ended up being probably one of my best days of local fishing in a number of years. It was probably one of my heaviest local boxes ever, just the overall size of the fish. I was kind of worried because a lot of times right after a thunderstorm rolls through, that can really shut the fishing off or slow the bite down for a little while. And I was a little bit nervous, but it turned out to be exactly the opposite. And we were the only ones on the water, which made it even nicer.
It's incredible. Looking at these photos is absolutely incredible. I mean, that biggest fish that you have a picture of in this mix, what did that weigh?
Yeah, we actually had two of them that morning, pretty much back to back, and one of them was 19 point. It was basically just under 20, and then we had the other one was just over 19. They were both 19 pounders, though. They were both of them.
Not only that, but you end up hooking into a couple of non-typical species too.
Yep, we did. We ended up with a nice king up there. Not real big, but he was about 5 pounds or so. And he was up there, and we had a really nice steelhead. Same thing, about 5 pounds, but boy, he put on one heck of a show. He was the only fish all day that we had up on the planer board, up on the ledge board. But that fish, when he hit the spoon, he came out of the water 2 or 3 times before any of the rods ever moved. And everyone was just looking behind the boat, and we saw this steelhead dancing about 3 feet out of the water. And then finally, when we hit the water the third time, we took off on a run, and that tightened up on the rod, and the rod took off screaming, and it was game on. And it was a good time. Those steelhead can be a heck of a good time. We haven't seen a ton of them lately. And when you see those big ones, boy, they're a real good time to fight. You don't land, you end up losing a lot of them. But thankfully, he was hooked up good. He hit probably one of my best steelhead spoons ever, which is just that nice, it's a thin spoon called the hot spot. It's kind of a chartreuse and a pink, and I almost always have that thing in the water, even if it hasn't been hit in a while, and boy, it paid off. He smacked that thing good, and he got him all the way to the boat, so it was a lot of fun. That was a fun fish to see.
And we'll get back into this conversation with Captain John from Daybreak Charters and talk about specifically how deep of water he was running, what was water temperature looking like, any specific spoons that were working better than another, and any other details that he's willing to share in our next Outdoor Report. So stay tuned for part 2 coming up a little later on this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.